The General Services Administration's idea to make acquisition easier for your agency is starting to come into focus. GSA kicks off 5 government-wide pilots and 17 agency-specific functional areas under its Category Management Initiative. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller is here to go inside the reporter's notebook for details on what GSA is doing. Now, it's a little musty because you haven't been inside the reporter's notebook for a couple of weeks now.
Well, that's what vacation does.
And, yeah, all these other things going on. So plenty of Febreze as we go in there today. Now, we've talked about category management before. But give me kind of a refresher on it, please.
The idea of category management is that agencies buy similar things. And we know this. I mean, you know, they looked at strategic sourcing as an example. But this is much broader than just strategic sourcing. But it's the idea of how can GSA make it easier to do government-wide purchasing and make it more cost-effective? And this is not anything all that new. I mean, in many ways, category management is kind of a new wrapper on an old idea. And when I say old, I don't mean bad. It's just something that's been around for a while. I mean, both government and industry has been doing something around or something similar to category management for a long time. I'll just give you 2 quick examples that we talk about a lot. The freezing the footprint, the real estate idea is really in many ways category management. How are you using your office space? Who's using it? If you have 3 buildings that are 50% full, can we get down to 1 building that's 90% full? Other one is enterprise software licensing, the Smart Buy initiative. Same idea. What are you buying? How much are you buying? And what do you and how do you are you using everything you're buying in software licenses? And can you combine them or reduce them and save money? Mm-hmm. So again, strategic sourcing is a piece of it, but it's much broader.
Okay. The 5 pilots, let's start there. What do we know about those?
Sure. So what we learned just recently, and this came out at a June Chief Acquisition Officers Council meeting, that these are going to be government-wide initiatives. They each have goal leaders or initiative leaders. So I'm going to go through them very quickly. The first pilot is going to be around information technology, led by Mary Davey, GSA's Assistant Commissioner in the Office of Integrated Technology Services. And this is going to focus on hardware, software, telecommunications, and services, again, from a commodity idea, not necessarily from a complex services. Another one is around human capital. And this is going to be led by Sydney Smith-Hembrock from the Office of Personnel Management. And a major piece of that effort is going to be the Training and Management Assistance, or TMA contract, the acquisition piece of this that GSA is handling for OPM. Administration is the 3rd pilot area. That's going to be led by Marty Jennings. He's GSA's Assistant Commissioner for General Supplies and Services. And this is going to include things like office supplies, the strategic sourcing initiative for that. 4th area is transportation, and this is actually going to be led by the Defense Department's Transportation Command, and this will include stuff like the next generation of delivery services under the Strategic Sourcing Initiative again. And the 5th area is medical and pharmaceutical supplies. Sources tell me that GSA has not named someone to lead that yet, but that's going to look at surgical and medical supplies from a commodity level. And these are just getting underway, and these really are just say, can we do category management from a government-wide perspective? Now, there's these 17 other areas that are GSA-specific. I don't have as many details on each of those 17 areas, but that's GSA looking internally at how can we improve the way we interact with both other agencies and vendors.
All right, so you've said strategic sourcing there about 86 times. How is category management different from strategic sourcing?
Well, it's interesting because I asked that same question to Alan Shavakin from the Professional Services Council, and Alan, obviously one of the smarter people in the procurement community, was able to say – he doesn't want to say it's strategic sourcing on steroids. That's not a good enough analogy for category management. But where strategic sourcing is really focused on, can we figure out what we're buying, limit the number of vendors we're buying it from, and then use that bulk buying to get better prices, category management is not all around just reducing your supplier base or limiting your supplier base. Category management is more focused on understanding the data around what you're buying and being smarter about how you buy it. You could still have 50 or 100 vendors or 1,000 vendors, but how do those vendors, the data that you get from that, how can you kind of interact better with those vendors? And then how can you work with agencies better so they can buy more smartly? So I think that's part of why this is different. It's a broader piece than just strategic sourcing, which is more about volume and bulk buying.
Do we have an understanding of why GSA is going this direction, why they're presenting this in this particular way?
I think there's a couple things going on here. One of the big areas is GSA is trying to increase their market share. This is something that Tom Sharp, the Federal Acquisition Service Commissioner, has said over the last year. GSA wants to provide more money, more services to agencies, get more of what they call the addressable procurement spend. So think, keep in mind, the procurement spending is right around $480 billion. A big chunk of that is, goes to the DOD. They buy a lot of, you know, planes, ammunition, tanks, stuff like that. That's not part of that, what they call the addressable procurement spend. But what Tom Sharp has said in the past is he'd love to see GSA get something like two-thirds, 66% of the addressable market. And I think what category management he's trying to do through this is say, well, can we be smarter? Can we help agencies be smarter about the way they're buying? And I think that's part, category management fits under this broader, I think it's the hallways initiative, opening up different hallways. Well, these categories are part of those hallways. So the end goal, from what I'm understanding, what I'm seeing, is GSA can offer more services, better service to their customers.
The market share statements that Tom's made about where he thinks they should be in some of these areas has created quite a stink across government, I think you could say.
Yeah, I think it's rubbing agencies, some agencies, the wrong way. In fact, I have to say the least.
Yeah,
I have multiple sources tell me that someone in the Defense Department, maybe many people in the Defense Department, recently made it clear to GSA that they need to stop talking about market share and really focus on what are you going to do to help us be better.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, it's one thing to be the provider of choice, but really what DOD has said to the sources I've talked to is okay, tell us, be more specific. Tell us what solutions you're going to provide us.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's really interesting because there's definitely this uncomfortability that's happening between agencies and GSA. GSA is being very aggressive. Tom Sharp has said he's gone out and met with agencies to talk to them about the services they provide, to tell agencies how can they serve them better. Mm-hmm. What are their biggest challenges? What are their biggest complaints about GSA? And then GSA is trying to fix some of those challenges. But I think talking market share harkens back to the 1980s and the Brooks Act, which I think we'll have to get Tom Temin back when he was a young pup to explain to us what it means. But basically, it's the idea of mandatory sourcing from GSA, and people are like, no, yeah. I don't want another mandatory source.
Yeah. Overall, of all of these things, what do we expect to be the next steps? What are the things that you believe agencies and GSA will pursue next to move this forward?
Well, I think the pilots are just getting started. I think they just named those leaders. So I think they're going to start looking at and doing that data analysis of how they can improve the commodity buying around these areas. Again, we're not talking about complex services, but we are talking about things that are bought by every agency very much similar to the same way. And how can they use data? So I think they're going to be collecting data, and then they're going to start working through the Strategic Sourcing Leadership Council. Again, there's that word strategic sourcing, mm-hmm. but to help kind of point in the direction of where they need to go next.
Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller going inside the reporter's notebook, and you have another item in there I want to ask you about briefly. You write, Tom Sharp and GSA haven't publicly said word one about the April memo from Dick Ginman at the Defense Department requiring contract officers to make their own determinations about whether the prices on the GSA schedules are fair and reasonable. That's a non-story that's a story because nobody's saying anything, I guess.
I think so. Remember, you know, Jared Serbu, our DOD reporter, broke this story, and it's a huge deal because what basically the Federal Acquisition Regulation says is if GSA determines through the schedule process that it's fair and reasonable, then you should say they're fair and reasonable. But what DOD is saying now is, well, no, we want you to do a second and third look to see if they are truly fair and reasonable. But what's happening is because GSA has been, at least publicly, very quiet about it, other agencies are starting to follow suit. And again, sources are telling me that the Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Energy may be working on similar memos that you saw from Dick Ginman and DOD. And if that happens, those are three huge customers, yep, for GSA schedules. And that's really disconcerting, I think, in many ways, and could be the start of some big problems for GSA. Not because GSA is doing something wrong, but because, and I think they're not nipping this in the bud to say, no, guys, you're not reading the FAR correctly. You need, the FAR says fair and reasonable. And if there's something that we can do differently, then maybe they can do it. Now, what I've been told by sources is, you know, they don't know if there's been private conversations, but at least publicly, there's been no public statement about DOD's memo.
Every other week, Jason Miller goes inside the reporter's notebook and always has terrific information in there. Thank you very much for coming on, as always.
Always a pleasure, and we'll have more Monday with Tom and Emily.
Excellent.